The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner.
What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're back with another one, Cousin Ed's Corner. Motivational Monday. been a great weekend. Been a great weekend. Let me push this back a little bit. Sound like I'm right on top of you. No pun intended, but I can see my levels and levels coming in kind of high. So, been a great weekend. Great weekend. Had a date this weekend. Cousin Ed had a date this weekend. So, first in a long time. I'll tell you about it in a second. But this is Motivational Monday. I'm going to motivate you and try to put it all together. As you know, this show is organic, so I don't know how I'm going to tie it together. But I'm going to try my best to tie it in somehow, in some way, with the date. So, but how's everybody doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? Hold on. Let me make sure I stop this from going. I had an alarm about to go off, and I wanted to make sure it didn't go off so you won't hear it. So, excuse the noise. I'm trying to get this show out early, and I want to make sure I get everything done. So, back to the little thrown off by that alarm going off in my ear. But back to thanking you for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, all of those things. Big thank you to everyone who subscribed to The Corner Connection. If you have Apple Podcasts and you already subscribe to Cousin Ed's Corner and you like to get some behind the scenes, early access to shows and just support the show. Let's say it's not only for the early access, it's to support the show. Definitely go over to Apple Podcasts, go to Cousin Ed's Corner. You see The Corner Connection. And it helps support the show. If you want to support the show, you can definitely do that in many other ways, so far as Venmo, Cash App, and everything else. So, all right. To the motivation. My daughter had spring break this week. And she said, Daddy, can we do some things? And I had to work. I had to work this week. I didn't take off. I have other AAU things coming up this summer. I have my son graduating this summer. And I was like, well, if you go ahead and plan some things throughout the week, on the weekend, we could do something. We go to a museum or do something. And we waited till the weekend. On Saturday, we've been out before as a date, but we had our first date in a long time. For those who follow me on Instagram, you got a chance to see it in motion. But I got up real early. We went and got coffee at Starbucks, sat down and enjoyed our coffee together. We went on a long hike, which she blames me for getting lost. We were in the woods somewhere and we turned off the path and took an adventure and made it to the main street and said, let's go back the other way. And
found ourselves on private property. It was funny, but hilarious, but interesting as well. We went and got dressed, and she's asking me all kind of questions about where we going. And surprised her, took her out to eat at a pretty nice restaurant, you know. Had a vegan experience. You know, I'm vegan, so she had a vegan experience. I believe she enjoyed herself with that. Then I gave her the choice on what she wanted to do next. It was either between going to the museum or going to the movies. And with the limited time we had, the day was long, the limited time we would have... Oh, let's back up. Okay, yeah. With the limited time we would have between the museum, being at the museum, or the time we would have at the movie, she chose to go to the movies. But in the middle of that, I took her to get some cookies and ice cream, right? So we got cookies and ice cream. We snuck it into the movie theater. Don't tell anybody. We snuck it into the movie theater. And we sat in the movie theater and watched Godzilla and Kong, I think it was. That's what it was. But watched that and sat there and ate ice cream and cookies together. I say all that to say that life is too short, right? And I kind of blame myself for not enjoying these moments more, right? Not enjoying these moments more. So this motivation is to anyone out there who has to work, who has to get things done, who is doing everything but not enjoying life. So I tell you that story to say enjoy life, right? So hopefully you enjoyed that part of the story, but you also see that life is short. And those memories that me and my daughter had this weekend will live forever. Will live forever. And I talk about this. I'm going to say I preach about this, about life is too short, right? But sometimes you got to be reminded of it. And this weekend reminded me of it. So I'm going to hold myself accountable to keep doing it, to do more. But I also want to inspire you to do more. Do more. Also in the motivation for this week, not only do more, I want to talk about following your goals and your dreams. So I'm going to tie this doing two in one because I cannot go by without giving a big up, big props to South Carolina Gamecocks, watching those girls play this week or throughout the whole tournament, throughout the whole year. But being down by, I think, 10 or 12 in the beginning and having the resilience to keep fighting back, tying the score, going ahead and keeping a foot on the gas. I wanted to make sure I give them a big shout out for their resilience, their excellence, their beauty, their class, all of the things that you don't hear about our young black and brown and we our sisters in general, right? Everybody who plays a part in that program. I'll do another show just on them alone, probably. But wanted to make sure I shouted them out today on this Monday. And hopefully you're motivated by seeing excellence. And it was on both sides of the court, but seeing excellence, having an undefeated season from the South Carolina Gamecocks. So have a lot of ties to South Carolina, the state itself, have a lot of ties to the Gamecocks. So meant a lot to me for me to see that happen. And I'm very happy for Dawn, Coach Dawn, for some people who, I mean, I gotta respect, put some respect on her name, Coach Dawn Staley. Much respect for her and her program and everything she's done with these young ladies and other young ladies. So want to make sure I stated that and make sure I talked about that on this show. So hopefully y'all had a great weekend. Hopefully y'all have a continued great week. Might have some bonus stuff. I might do the bonus show with talking about the South Carolina Gamecocks on the Corner Connection. I'm not sure yet, but I'll get something else accomplished and get out this week. So I'm out of here. I am off to the races. Been a fast-paced morning. I might post this now. So if you hear this later on, you don't know what I'm talking about. But it's early in the morning. I might post this now and add the write-up later. But I just want to make sure I get this out early as possible. So enjoy your day. We will talk. 762-333-2032. 762-333-2032. Be sure to hit me up. Follow me on all social media platforms. Cousin Ed's Corner. That's Cousin Ed's Corner. Follow me on all social media platforms. And be sure to like, subscribe, and share the show. All right? Like, subscribe, and share. Love each and every one of y'all. Have a great, great day. Have a great week. Peace. Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed.